Before I get started, I want to say that what I'm about to preach is definitely not what I've been prepared for. For the past month and change or so, I've been working on a message. God said not this morning. Amen. Turn to John chapter number 6. I've been preaching for 19 years and change now. And there's times when you just got to let God have control. In John chapter number 6, beginning here at verse number 3, says, "And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove himself, for he himself knew what he would do." God, as we pause for a moment, God, I pray, Lord, you just take this and use it, God. God, whatever it is you want to do here this morning, God, so be it. God, I'm yours. And God, I just want to follow the direction of the Holy Ghost. God, I thank you for this place, God, and what it's meant in my life. God bless, Lord, I pray this morning. Amen. I have, for many years, and you can ask my parents, you can ask my wife, you can ask my pastor, I have preached on questions that Jesus asked. I find it interesting that a lot of times we ask questions to know more about things, more about stuff, but God was not that way. Jesus was as much God as he was man, which means he knew as much as anybody else. If he wanted to know something, he already knew it. He says to Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And the Bible said in verse 6, "And this he said to prove him, for he himself already knew what he would do." I'm glad there may be situations in my life I have no clue how God is working. I cannot see how God is moving in the lives of individuals. But I'm glad God already knows. And long before I ever got to the point where I realized there might be a problem, God already had a plan in place. And if we could only get to that point where we just say, "God, I'm yours, do with me what you will," we would have a whole lot easier time. But a lot of times what happens is I gets in the way of serving God. A lot of times what happens to our problems is it's an I problem, and that I problem gets bigger and bigger as we go. It seems like these disciples never realized that there might be a problem. And they never realized or considered that there was a problem until the God of creation said, "Well, where are we going to get bread to feed these fellas?" Do you think he already had a plan? Absolutely. Verse 6 says he already knew. But this he said to prove him. Well, what was he trying to prove him for? He was trying to test him. To see whether them disciples would say, "God, I can't do nothing, but maybe you can." You read all the accounts of this throughout Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you will find where Jesus says to them, "Well, how much bread have you got? How much food have you got? Well, why don't you go and check on it before you come back to me?" But he says, "What are we going to do?" And there are times in your life as a Christian when God says, "Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to rely on you, or are you going to rely on me?" Sometimes it's easy to say, "God, I've got my plan. God, I know this is what you give me. God, I know beyond any shadow of a doubt this is a camp meeting message. Well, you're going to trust me and do what I want, or you're going to do what you want? I can only do what God wants me to. I've been around enough to know that if I was to get up here and preach what God had laid on my heart last week and last month, this would be a dead camp meeting. Not because of God not being here, but because of an eye problem getting between God and you. I do not ever want to get behind a pulpit and preach, "Thus saith the Lord," without a touch of God on me. Because there has been too much invested in me to say, "I can do this." God has put too much time in me. God has put too much time in these churches. See, what I do for a lot of times is I'll get invited to cover while the pastor goes off someplace, not just at my church, but other churches in the area. I remember as a young preacher going and visiting a lot of these churches, revival meetings and such, and making connections with some of these pastors and getting to preach where some of these old dear men of God have thundered forth for many years. And there's some places you can go, and I can remember when the churches were full as a youth. I preached in one not too long ago where it was, I can remember going, it being packed out. And I went in there the other week and there was five. What's happened? People got their eyes on the problem and not on God. People got their eyes on what God might, could do, possibly. Instead of saying, "God, whatever it is you want, I want." I've also been in some churches recently where these churches were on fire. You go in and you could just feel the liberty to preach. Now, I honestly believe there's some places you could go and you could walk in and you could preach, and there would be liberty to preach whatever it is, and people would amen you regardless of what you preached. This is one of those places. I do believe there's so much God in this place that y'all would probably say amen if I just read the concordance. But I want you to know that I did not come here this morning because I wanted to. I came here this morning because God wanted me to. I'm here this morning preaching because of an almighty God. Nothing I've done, nothing I've said makes me worthy to be up here. But God said here in verse number 5, "Whence shall we, me and you, buy bread so that these may eat?" I'm glad not only does God have a solution to the problem before we realize it, but He wants to work with us to do what He wants to get accomplished. Amen. It does not just God had a plan, but God had a plan that included me. Amen. God had a plan that includes you. Yes, you may be going through some situations and you don't know, "God, I don't know what to do. God, I'm scared that I may face this." God has a plan for you through your problem, if only you will submit to Him. You know what these disciples did when they realized the problem? They said, "God, I don't know what to do. What should we do, God? Jesus, what should we do?" Jesus said, "Well, go and see what bread you have. Well, here's what we have." And they took their little and gave it to God. And God break it, God tore it into pieces, and God gave it back. And God kept giving. And He kept breaking, and He kept giving. Sometimes when our problems seem too big, and God begins to break our problems into smaller pieces, we wonder, "God, do you even have a plan?" And God says, "Just trust me. Just hold on, it's going to be okay." I believe Jesus, as He looked at these disciples and He looked at this crowd. Now, I know the Bible don't say this, but I can picture in my mind Jesus going, "You know, there's a big crowd here, boys. What are you going to do to feed them?" Because He already knew what He was going to do before He ever got to the point where He needed to do what He had to do to get accomplished what those disciples needed. The feeding of the 5,000 was not intended for the crowd. It was intended for those disciples. Those crowds got blessed because those disciples needed a lesson in following God. And I'm glad that sometimes in my life that I get blessed simply because God is trying to teach me some things. Maybe this morning God's trying to teach me I need to rely on Him, and you're getting blessed because He's teaching me. Maybe what you need to do in your life, if you want to see God bless you, is just simply say, God, what can I learn? My prayer for the past several months has been simply this. God, do not let me go to church and leave the same as when I come in. God, let me go to church and let me walk out the door different so that I can be changed, so that I can get closer to you, so that I can see more of you. If we ever come into church and we do not leave changed, something has failed in us. God has not failed, but I have failed. And the same ought to be true of you. If you come into this camp meeting and you leave the same as when you came in, you have failed. God has not failed. You have failed. But there is help to be found. Philip answered and said, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them take a little. And one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there's a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? Amen. Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down. And likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. And when they were filled, he saith unto the disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. There's some things you need to learn. Take up what God has given you. And if you do miss it occasionally, it's okay. God believes in the 5-second rule. Just pick it up and hold on to it. There's some things we need to learn. And we need to learn to rely on God. Preacher, it's yours.